Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until Trump builds a wall. But Adam Laxalt refused President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, across the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Indio, Indian Wells. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. The president embarking on a three-stop trip to the west beginning today. Let's see. It's Missoula, Montana. It is Mesa, Arizona. And then on Saturday, it's Elko. If you want tickets, go to DonaldJTrump.com. They're free, but you got to have tickets to get in. DonaldJTrump.com. Joining us now, a guy that knows the president maybe as well as anybody. He is Corey Lewandowski. He is co-author of the book, Let Trump Be Trump. It is the best story of how Donald J. Trump became the 45th president of the United States. Corey Lewandowski joining us. Corey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing just great. Give us a preview of what we can expect on this three-city trip. I'm assuming the message will be pretty consistent.
It will be, and the message is a reiteration of all of the success that this administration has had in the first 21 months, which includes record new jobs created, historic unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic and women, renegotiating trade deals, releasing Americans abroad who are held hostage, 20 of them, and reminding people that for the first time in a generation, we've given our men and women in uniform who serve our country a pay raise and the tools they need to be successful. And the big part of what this president is doing on this three-state trip to Montana, Nevada, and Arizona is asking for help for his agenda. We need to make sure that Dean Heller comes back to Washington, D.C., because he's on the Trump team. We need to make sure that we send the incumbent U.S. senator from Montana home, because he destroyed the life of a very good man in Admiral Ronnie Jackson, John Tester did. And we need to make sure that Martha McSally in Arizona is the next U.S. senator from there. So while the president is not on the ballot in November, his policies are, and the opportunity to continue moving America in the right direction is. So we need people to show up at the rally, but more importantly, show up in 19 days and vote.
Again, Corey Lewandowski joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. How much trouble is John Tester in Montana? I know he's been having trouble in the polls. You may have seen public or private polls. What kind of trouble is he in?
John Tester's in big trouble because this is a man who has claimed to be someone who represents Montana values, but when he goes to Washington, he votes with the Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi wing of the Democratic Party. He voted against Neil Gorsuch. He voted against Brett Kavanaugh. He voted against the president's historic tax cuts. So he's an obstructionist, and the people of Montana deserve better. That, coupled with what he did to Admiral Ronnie Jackson, accusing him of things which were completely unfounded, a man who served three different presidents in a nonpartisan manner, a man who served his country in the time of war overseas in a conflict zone, a man who, by every account from every person who he worked with, was an upstanding man, and what John Tester did to him is a shame, and the people of Montana don't forget that.
I want to ask you, the president every day is under fire for this or for that. Explain how this president navigates Russian collusion, obstruction of justice, et cetera, and still continues to, as he says, win.
This president wakes up every day ready to fight on behalf of what he believes in, and he doesn't allow the mainstream media or the fake news to drive the narrative. And let me give you one example. When Barack Obama did a 60-minute interview 2 years ago when he was still the president, he was interrupted four times during that interview by the interviewer. When Donald Trump did it last Sunday, Leslie Stahl interrupted him 65 different times. They treat Donald Trump differently than every other president, but what he does is he doesn't give an inch. He fights for it. We know that the Russia collusion story was all made up. We know that Jim Comey and Clapper and Brennan and McCabe and Schrock and Page and all those guys had an insurance policy to stop this president from getting elected and then prevent him from ever taking office. And we need the president to declassify the FISA application that Rod Rosenstein signed, because once he does that, I believe there will be criminal referrals for those people in the Justice Department who use their jobs and their badges to go after American citizens on domestic soil in a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution.
I am curious, did you have any time in front of the Robert Mueller investigation?
You know, whether it's fortuitous timing or not, I left the campaign in June of 2016, and the Mueller team started investigating the team in July of 2016. So I've been very open. I've been willing and able to talk to anybody. I've testified twice in front of the House Intelligence Committee. I've testified once in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And I've been very open and willing to give any information that people want, because I know we didn't collude, cooperate, or coordinate with any Russians. But nobody's called me, and I guess I'm okay with that.
Where do you sense this investigation is? I mean, is this never ending? Are we going to be doing this a year from now?
Well, I would call on the Justice Department to bring a resolution to this investigation. That can occur of one of two ways. Either you indict individuals if you have evidence that shows that they did something to materially impact the outcome of the election, and if they did through collusion, those people should go to jail for the rest of their lives, in my opinion. Or the converse of that, which I think is the case, there was no collusion, there was nothing to do with Russia, end the investigation, stop wasting tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money, unless you want to go after the real perpetrator, which was crooked Hillary Clinton's campaign, who took $5 million to pay to a former British spy to go put together a false dossier. There's not been one criminal referral in that matter so far, and to me, that is mind-boggling.
Do you worry, and this is my final question on the Russian collusion and Robert Mueller, and then we'll get on to some other things. I'm curious about Michael Cohen. Do you worry that Michael Cohen knows too much and may try and sink this president?
Look, I know Michael Cohen very well, and he's a man who had almost no role at all in the campaign, and by and large, that was my decision. I didn't want Michael part of the campaign. He was an employee of the Trump Organization. Does he know what took place during his tenure at the Trump Organization? Sure he does, because that was his job. But he had nothing to do with the campaign. He wasn't on the campaign payroll. He didn't work out of the campaign office. He wasn't part of our kitchen cabinet. So whatever Michael may or may not know is related to the Trump Organization business. It has nothing to do with the election. And what Michael has pled guilty to is tax evasion and wire fraud and all of those things which have nothing to do with the campaign. Those are crimes that Michael committed on his own and wasn't instructed to lie or falsify tax returns. He did that by his own volition.
Do you think he would make stuff up just to save his own skin?
Well, I think Michael's in a very difficult position, candidly. I think he has agreed to plead guilty to a series of charges so that his wife, who's also on that tax return, also is not indicted. And it looks like Michael has agreed to not go against the recommended sentencing of somewhere between, 48 and 60 months in jail. So Michael is clearly going to jail. So anything he can do to reduce that jail time, I think he'd be willing to do to try and save himself, including making up stories and lying.
As you probably know, Election Day is coming up on the 6th, but we've got early voting beginning as early as Saturday. And I know there are people saying it's a midterm election, Trump's not on the ballot. Can you talk about the importance of this particular election?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the president, while not being on the ballot, his policies are. And let me just remind your listeners of what is at stake in 19 days from today. If the Democrats take over the House of Representatives, they have already said they will defund the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agent. Those are the men and women who wear badges every day to protect us from the bad guys coming across the border and the MS-13 gang members. They want to dismantle that law enforcement agency. The Democrats have said that not only will they begin impeachment proceedings against this president, but they believe that they have jurisdiction to begin impeachment proceedings against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Nancy Pelosi becomes the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. If that doesn't scare people, it should. Jerry Nadler becomes the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and most importantly, Adam Schiff, the congressman from California who's never seen a camera that he doesn't like, becomes the chairman of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. And they will use those perches, those committees, to subpoena every person who's ever worked for the Trump organization or the Trump government. They will go after people. They will use their power of Congress to obstruct and stop the president's agenda of putting Americans back to work. And that's what's at stake right here. It's either continuing to move the country in the right direction or move it in the wrong direction. They want to cut our spending for our military men and women. They don't want to give middle-class Americans tax cuts. That's what's at stake right here. Our continued economic growth, our homeland security, our economic security, and our national security is what is at stake in 19 days.
Last time you were on, you said that you and David Bossie would be rolling out yet another book, succeeding what I thought was an amazing book, Let Trump Be Trump. Can you give us a sneak preview of what this new book's going to be about in November?
3 weeks after the election, Dave and I are going to publish a book called Trump's Enemies, and this book is going to discuss in intimate detail the people in the government who are trying to stop the president's agenda. Some of those people have worked in the White House, some of those people are in the Department of Justice, some of them are in government agencies, and some of them are on Capitol Hill. And what I'd love to tell you is that this is a book about Democrats, but it's not. It's about the people who claim to be supporting the president, but are doing everything they can to subvert his agenda. And it's also about the news media and the dishonest members who want to make news and not report the news. So Trump's Enemies, it comes out November 27th. It is a detailed analysis, name names of people who are trying to subvert the president's agenda, either from inside his own administration or from Capitol Hill or the media or the Justice Department.
It's about time somebody outed these people, and you're going to be the ones to do it. Thank you so much. If folks want to know more about the book, about what you're up to, where can they go? Is there a website? Is there a Facebook? What?
Yeah, the best thing to go is you go to Amazon.com, called Trump's Enemies is where you can find the book. You can pre-order it now. It's available. If your listeners want to and request, I'll be happy. Dave and I will be happy to sign an autographed copy for them, and know that we'll be on the West Coast doing some book signings coming up. And anything they can do to make sure they're voting in 19 days, if not earlier, it is absolutely critical, and I ask them to do so.
Corey, keep us on your interview list for the rollout, okay?
I promise I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Corey. Corey Lewandowski joining us. He's got a brand new book coming out, and as he said, he's going to name names. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I got a question for you. Have you ever dreamed of joining the wonderful world of broadcasting? And I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, a talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. In fact, we're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience. You ever run a board? You ever been a part? I mean, even in college radio. Well, we want you. And if you have an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Roots War Now, these are paid positions, real money. We are expanding. So if you want to be a part of the 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 47. Now, this is the new thing. This is the new thing from the Democrats. What we do is we monitor what's going on out there, and we bring you what we feel is the trending new stuff from Democrats. For instance, Chris Cuomo last night accused the GOP of fear-mongering. This is cut four. Here's Chris Cuomo last night on CNN.
Midterms are about a lot of things, but at the end of the day, midterms are about turnout. So what is the GOP strategy? We see it at this point as to push fear and loathing. Will it work? Well, we're going to see. But here's what we know right now. We know how it works. Here's step one. If you don't vote, the scary people from the South are coming for you. That's what people like Fox Folk host Laura Ingraham says. Listen to this.
Your views on immigration will have zero impact and zero influence on a House dominated by Democrats who want to replace you, the American voters, with newly amnestied citizens and an ever-increasing number of chain migrants.
You see that picture? That's what they want you to think all immigrants look like. People laying on the floor, splayed out, not as civilized as you, different from you. Amnesty and chain migration, which is also called family reunification when it's used by good people like Melania Trump. And that's how she got her parents here. Right. So it was OK for her, but not OK for anybody else. That's how you will be taken out if you don't vote. Example two.
There is an anger. There is a rage on the far left that is really frightening.
They have encouraged mob rule.
Mob behavior that we're seeing all over the country.
You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what the Democrats have become.
All right, you get what the main word there was? Mob, right? Now, you could think this is silly. No one's going to go for the idea that there's a mob of Democrats. Listen to Senator McConnell, the GOP Senate leader.
Our base is fired up. We finally discovered the one thing that would fire up the Republican base, the virtual mob that's assaulted all of us in the course of this process, has turned our base on fire.
Wow, he's really embracing something this deceptive and divisive? And it goes further than simply Democrats. In true us versus them fashion, it's not just about parties, it's about people. It's about the rabid left, okay? Like who? Well, like these women, like the vicious women who came out to share their stories of sexual harassment and trauma during the Brett Kavanaugh proceedings. These women, the same ones that confronted Jeff Flake on that elevator and made a difference, if you'll remember. Now, according to the GOP, these women are part of the liberal mob. Now, they're not as endearing as, let's say, the Proud Boys or the Confederacy kin that Republicans like to cotton to, but a mob?
That's what we're facing, ladies and gentlemen. The fact is, it is an angry mob. We saw this with the campaign manager of Adam Laxalt being attacked, physically attacked by a leftist. I mean, she was bruised. She was attacked. And even people on the left are acknowledging this is not good for their cause, because it turns out they are an angry mob. We're going to talk more about the angry mob from a guy that I've known for a long time. I interviewed him many times during my days in San Antonio. Julian Castro, he talks about the angry mob. He's a Democrat. And we'll get and he thinks it's fear-mongering. We'll let you hear it in his own words. That's all coming up. Live and local now. You know, it's just your foolish pride. Hey, love. You got me on my knees. Hey,
love. I'm begging, darling, please. Hey, love. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're just getting word from my buddy Wyatt Cox at our Ely affiliate, 1230 AM, KELY, that many hotels in the Elko area are full up. So if you were looking to spend the night either Friday or Saturday night in the Elko area, you'd better have hotel reservations, and I'd advise you to get them now. You want tickets, it's easy. Just go to DonaldJTrump.com, DonaldJTrump.com, and yeah, and they'll take care of everything. But they can't get you a hotel room. Now, one of the things that I found interesting was Julian Castro. In fact, I think I may have misspoke. Cut 7. Julian Castro, for those of you that don't know, is a former mayor of San Antonio. I knew him when I lived and worked in San Antonio. Interviewed him a number, maybe 5-6 times. Very affable, very nice guy, but he's a liberal Democrat. And the interesting story, if we ever get him on, I'll bring it up. He was mayor of San Antonio, and people just assumed, Julian Castro, that he's Hispanic, but the fact was he didn't speak Spanish. When he was mayor of San Antonio, he didn't speak Spanish until he went out and took a Berlitz course. No, that's true. True story. And he admits to it. Anyway, Julian Castro is the former mayor of San Antonio, also the former head of HUD, Housing and Urban Development under President Obama. And he was on with Don Lemon last night. I want you to listen about the scare tactics that he contends and Don Lemon contends the right is using relative to immigration reform. We've got what, 3,000 people in a caravan headed to our southern border? And you're calling that scare tactics? This was Julian Castro last night with Don Lemon on CNN.
This is a scare tactic, right? This is the president. This immigration is a scare tactic he's using to rev up his supporters before the midterm.
Oh, absolutely. And he's done that, you know, to rev up his campaign from the very first day that he announced. I mean, this has been his bread and butter issue, and it's no surprise that he's going back to it. You know, my hope is that we have candidates out there across the country that are pushing back on this and, you know, speaking to the facts that the vast majority of immigrants, both legal and undocumented, are law-abiding while they're in here in the country. In fact, the rate of crime for those immigrants is better than for those of us who are U.S. citizens.
It's smaller than U.S.-born citizens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But, you know, those are facts. As people have pointed out, there's a difference between facts and emotion, and this is a very emotional issue.
You know, the echo chamber that's in conservative media, the president's allies in conservative media, they're amplifying the president's message. This is Laura Ingraham on Fox News, a Fox News host. Watch this.
Your views on immigration will have zero impact and zero influence on a House dominated by Democrats who want to replace you, the American voters, with newly amnestied citizens and an ever-increasing number of chain migrants.
Newly amnestied citizens. So what do you think? Is she still, will it work?
You know, look, there's no question this is a powerful issue. I think we're at a point, though, where so many Americans are fed up with the erratic leadership, the terrible leadership of Donald Trump and this Congress that won't hold him accountable. And I think enough folks also understand that we can have both good border security and also humanely address the 11 million folks who are here who are undocumented. And, you know, the fact is that we have more personnel, we have more security measures, we're using more technology. We're apprehending, the apprehensions for the folks coming over are lower than they've been in a long time. So, border security is being addressed. Now we need to address the fact that we have 11 million people here who are undocumented, and many of whom ought to be able to earn citizenship.
Julian Castro, you're a little behind the news. The president agreed to it. Remember that 50-minute session they had at the White House? And the president literally said, I know you want 800,000. I'm going to give you 1.8 million that will have some sort of path to legal status. Do you remember that? And the Democrats walked away. The Democrats walked away. And all he wanted was the three or four prong approach. But the Democrats walked away. The president said, I'll give you 1.8 million people. And I'll give it to you. They didn't want it because they want an issue. That was Julian Castro, by the way, the former mayor of San Antonio, former HUD secretary under President Obama. And he says, well, now we got to worry about the 11. Well, that's fine. He was going to give you 1.8 million, which was a million more than what you were asking for originally, the 800,000 dreamers. He was willing to give you that and more. Now, my question to you, and we'll get to your calls here in a minute, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you agree with Chris Cuomo, if you agree with Don Lemon, if you agree with Julian Castro, that what we're doing is fear-mongering and that what the president, when he comes to Elko on Saturday or Missoula or Mesa over the next 2 days, if you feel like what he's doing is fear-mongering, I'm telling you now, he's telling the truth. And maybe, and to my Democrat friends, maybe, just maybe, the truth hurts. But if what you want is a campaign issue, I mean, if you don't want a solution to this problem, well, then be my guest. Yeah, yeah. Call it fear-mongering. Call it whatever you want. But what the president is doing is saying, here is the problem. Here is the solution. I've already given them the solution. Just drives me nuts. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Is what the president doing when he talks about the angry mob and, you know, Democrats? No, seriously. Do you think that's fear-mongering? Do you think that a caravan of some 3,000 people marching through Central America on its way to the southern border of the United States, do you feel like that's a threat to America? I do. I do think it's a threat to America and our sovereign borders. And this notion that just anybody can come here and either A, seek asylum or seek legal status is ridiculous. I mean, and it runs counter to our national sovereignty. We have sovereign borders. We get to dictate who comes in, who comes out. That's the way they do it in Mexico. Tell you what, let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
What the really scary thing about all this illegal immigration and these people coming to the borders is the news at night when they have all these new strains of tuberculosis, all these new strains of possible polio. They have no idea where it's coming from. That's what's scary. We have diseases now in this country that we had eradicated. Now they got stronger forms coming in. I'm disgusted. You see all these people coming up from Central America, hanging on the gate, wanting in, demanding their rights. It's got to stop. And I think Donald Trump is absolutely right. That's
Mike,
my comment.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's Mike. In Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls. A lot of you want to talk about this. I understand. Coming up before the end of the hour, Ronna McDaniel, chair of the RNC, Republican National Committee, will join us for a brief visit, previewing the president's visit and a look ahead towards Election Day. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their complete recommendations for this election and to find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Nevada candidate for Governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We We've got an election 19 days away. Early voting begins on Saturday. And we are so glad to have Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee, joining us on our City National Bank Guest Hotline. Ronna, thanks so much for joining us. I got to compliment you, Dan Coats, Keely Broome, and your entire RNC crew that have been living and working here in the state of Nevada. They're doing a tremendous job. Is this going on like this all across the country?
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Dan Coats is a great state director. Yes, it is happening across the country. Obviously, Nevada is a very important state to us. We have had staff on the ground here for close to 2 years, preparing for Election Day so we can talk to voters and talk about the great results that are happening in Washington to help Nevadans and why we need to return Republicans to the majority.
Traditionally, midterm elections are lower volume elections. Not as many people go to the polls. I'm going to give you as much time as you want because I want you to tell the people of Nevada what's at stake. And again, we are aired not just here in Las Vegas, but Battle Mountain, Amargosa Valley, Hawthorne, Reno, Sparks. I want you to tell everybody from border to border here in the state of Nevada what's going to be at stake on November 6th.
Well, I will say first and foremost, Nevada can determine the future and the path that our country takes. That's how important this state is. And that is why we need everyone to get out and vote. Go sign up at vote.gop.com. And here's what's at stake. Democrats are all about resistance, obstruction. They have sat on their hands for 2 years because they did not like the results of the 2016 election. And we have seen them escalate division and divisiveness in this country. And they are not going to Washington to do anything to represent the people they serve except to just stop this president. And let's talk about the results that have come out of Washington under President Trump. Jobs have come back to Nevada. 4 million new jobs in this country because of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. We have funded our military. We're taking care of our veterans. We're taking on the opioid crisis. Our country is on a historic turnaround and a comeback. And if we do not return Republicans to the majority, that can stop. So that's what's at stake. We need you to vote for Adam Laxalt, Dean Heller, and all your congressional candidates across the country, across the state.
Exactly. I want to ask you, the president's in Missoula, Montana. He's in Mesa, Arizona. Saturday's going to be in Elko, his 12th visit, by the way, to Nevada. Is this what we're going to see over the final 19 days? Are we going to see the president out maybe once, maybe twice a day as we get closer to Election Day?
Yeah, the president will be doing multiple rallies towards the end. Going to these battleground states like Nevada, which he's come here so many times. He loves this state, by the way, and he knows what's at stake because he has turned this country around with historic leadership in a year and a half. I don't think anybody imagined the things that have been accomplished could have been possible. And he knows that Democrats won't work with him at any level. So we need more Republicans. The way to reject the Democrat resistant obstruct playbook is to tell them that doesn't work and they need to come to Washington and work with Republicans. And the president knows what's at stake. He energizes our base and he's so excited to be here in Nevada on Saturday.
My next statement is not meant to suck up to the chair of the RNC, but you guys have done an amazing job of absolutely annihilating Democrats when it comes to raising money. Can you talk? I know we just got some new numbers out a week ago. Can you tell us where we are as far as the money trail?
Well, absolutely. And a lot of that's been fueled by small dollar donations. But we have now raised $269 million. A lot of that money's come into Nevada. We have outraised the Democrats by over $100 million, the DNC. We have put resources on the ground. We are talking to voters. We're building a ground game, and we're doing this to turn out our vote. But it's the most the RNC has ever raised in a midterm in history. And we raised $26 million in September alone, which is a record number. And we're putting it all into turning out our vote and winning these elections.
I know the president has talked about it. I know that Mitch McConnell has talked about it. And now the left wing is trying to blow back, if they can, this talk of an angry mob. Yet right here in Nevada, we have evidence of an attack on the campaign manager of Adam Laxalt by some left wing nut. Can you talk a little bit about use of the term the mob or the angry mob? Is that unfair to Democrats?
Well, It's not unfair to Democrat, especially to Democrat leadership. I mean, I think, listen, we know there are great Democrats out there. We want you to come become Republicans because you should be looking at the results in this country. But when you see Maxine Waters, who is a leader in Congress, saying, go create a mob around people, go surround them, tell them they're not welcome here. When you see Cory Booker, a Democrat senator from New Jersey, saying, get in their face. When you see Eric Holder say, when they go low, let's kick them. They are not tamping down tensions in this country. We know tensions are high. This is a time when leaders should be saying, you know, we can have differences of opinion and be civil. We are seeing none of that from the Democrat leadership. And I will say, as Republican Party chair, I don't want you to go attack Democrats. Don't go surround families at restaurants like we've seen with Sarah Sanders and all these other horrific events that we've seen currently here in Nevada, to have this campaign chairwoman be attacked physically by a Democrat. Let's talk about how we change things at the voting booth. Go vote. Go get involved. But don't attack people because you disagree with their beliefs. And that is what the Democrat Party is right now about. If you don't believe with us, believe as we do, you are our enemy. And we can use violence or any means necessary to let you know that you're our enemy. And that's not what our democracy is about. So we need to reject that wholeheartedly and bring civility back to Washington. And that's why we need to elect Dean Heller and Crescent Hardy, who I'm campaigning for today, and Amaday and Danny Tarkanian, and all these congressional members across the country that are running in Nevada.
Are you in state today?
I am. I'm in state today.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm in Henderson.
I had no idea. Rhonda McDaniel, by the way, joining us, chair of the RNC. In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you, I know you've seen public polling, internal polling, you see it all. Everybody here in the state predicting a big blue wave. Is that big blue wave going to happen, or are you seeing maybe a different story in the numbers?
So everyone needs to remember what the media did in 2016. They predicted Hillary Clinton was going to win, and they want to make sure that Republicans are discouraged and they think there's no hope. We can win, and Nevada will be key to us keeping the majority in the Senate and the House. Get out and vote. We are doing well in this state. Our numbers are strong, and absolutely we can win this election and keep these majorities. I'm seeing it across the country. Our energy is high, but it only matters if people go vote. You've got early voting starting. Get out and vote and talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, volunteer, do anything you can, because there is so much at stake. It is results versus resistance. And we need to continue the great results for the American people in this country.
Rana, it's great to have you in state, have you in Southern Nevada. Obviously, and by the way, are you gonna be in state for Elko?
I'm not. I'm
oh, so you're going to miss
I
it.
I love this state. I have to go to a family wedding. Otherwise, I would be here. But I had a sister who planned her wedding in the middle of this election. So I'm going to go support my sister, but my heart will be here in Nevada as well.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Rhonda, thank you so much. By the way, if folks want to help the RNC, how do they do it? Is there a...
Go to vote.gop.com. There'll be an action center there, and we will direct you and contact you, and go support these candidates locally, too. Give them money, support them. Anything you can do will make a difference. This is going to be an election won on the margins. Don't wake up November 7th and say, I wish I'd have done more. Do it right now.
All hands on deck. Rhonda, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Rhonda McDaniel joining us, chair of the Republican National Committee out in Henderson. Yeah. This is all hands on deck, folks. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. Yeah, war now. That's all coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.